The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to a man,
an elf,
a mentor who was assassinated.
What's going on?
Guys, what's going on?
What the hell?
Jethro, you're alive!
I'm so glad to... Told us you'd been assassinated!
Assassinated? No, I changed classes. I'm trying out being an assassin.
Oh, well, that's completely different! Hit it!
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio!
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello there, everyone. This is Jethro Silverwing, the Jethro Silverwing Show for August 19th, 2007. And yes, Jethro has done the unthinkable. I'm trying out being an assassin. Elquin, what do you feel about that?
Well, at least you got your fire pony.
Yeah, I got that. I can, if I decide to go back to being a ranger, then I can trade him back for, a decent price anyway. I checked that out. Yeah, Skyheart is freaking devastated that Jethro's, an assassin now.
Well, you're actually on vacation, so,
Yeah, I'm on vacation. I've put aside my guildly duties for the time being and moved to Gorowin. Of course, you know, if I switch back to Kinos, to be a ranger again.
Yes.
This house is going to be all boxed up again.
Yes.
And here I am. I'm pretty much done with the dining room and kitchen area. And I really like the way it looks. And I really hate to pack it all up.
Well, that's the way the moving box folds up.
Suppose. Oh, well.
I know it put the boys into a tizzy. I told them that you became an assassin, and they got all teary-eyed and ran out. And
the boys? What boys? What the hell are you talking
about? Doofoo and Cheese It.
Oh. Now, they thought I got assassinated. What the hell's up with that?
Oh, it's not what I told them.
Well, Doofoo's drunk all the time, so you got to be careful what you say to him.
Yeah, apparently. They took it all wrong. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You got it straightened out with them, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. Okay. Sorry about that. So, yes, we had an interesting guild meeting this weekend. Elquin Jenna, now the Elquin Jenna and Xanadai, now the co-leaders of the Legion of Kithacor. Congratulations, hon.
Thanks. That's just until you get back.
What do you mean, just until I get back?
Well, You are coming back.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But you two are going to remain co-leaders, though. I don't see any reason why not. God, I'm getting tells like crazy. Yes, I've gone to an assassin. Stop sending me tells.
He just wants to do you from the back.
It's the way it has to be done.
And what from has behind.
To be, and what has to be done must be done. And what must be done will be done.
Stuff. From behind.
From behind.
Now, you know, to be honest, hon, I think after you try an assassin, you might, besides not getting used to not doing your ranged attacks, you're going to have a hard time. Assassins outparse rangers, you know, 2-1 at least.
Oh, yeah, I'm already noticing a difference in combat. I went out and did some writs last night. And I've got to say, I really like the, what the heck do I got? It's not assassinate, it's decapitate. Decapitate. Yeah. 10,000 points of damage in one shot, as long as I'm stealthed.
Yeah, we have nothing like that. You know, I think the, not 10,000, not like that. No, not even, you know, sniper shot, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're the Rangers' big, big damage thing has to be ranged.
Sniper arrow, yeah.
Right.
It can go up to that. I don't know if I've ever seen it, but, you know, I've been on lots of groups with assassins, and they run parsers, and here's the assassin, here's just an example. 10K worth of damage, that's probably really low, but I'm just using round figures. 10K worth of damage. I show up at maybe 4 or 5K.
Well, 10K is one attack for an assassin, huh?
I'm just using oddball figures to show, like, right. He's got 10, I've got 6, okay? Maybe 7. 7 if I go totally balls out, use everything up, and then some. Mm-hmm. And I still can't match him. And then I'm used up for the next round of the mob, so I come even lower on the parser. And it's just sickening. And they'll have the same equipment and everything else, but, you know. One of our guild members has an assassin. Drell got an assassin, and assassins look really nice on parsers. Yeah, they do. Makes us look sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just sick, sick, sick. But I miss you. You're over in Freeport.
No, I'm over in Gorwind.
Well, Gorwind.
No, I couldn't stomach Freeport. I just couldn't do it.
Too much troll booty running around, right?
Yeah, too much troll and ogre booty running around. You know, the ogre started hitting on me, and it was just...
Yep.
You know, when I'm walking around Kinos, and I got, you know, like little, you know, fays and halflings and elves hitting on me, it's cute.
There's ogres and trolls over there.
Ogres and trolls, just, no.
You ran into some fans.
I did, well, not only in Freeport, just everywhere for some reason, everywhere I went, when I was doing the betrayal quests, I swear, everywhere I went is, hey, look, it's Jethel. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Well, I think you need to get out more then.
Well, you know, I think the thing is, most of my fans hang out in places that, you know, I normally wouldn't go unless I was betraying Kinos. I don't know.
Well, maybe, like I said,
maybe all my fans are in the Haven. Now, see, if the Haven had housing, I would have considered, you know, just staying there.
Well, you would still be a ranger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, true.
And this whole vacation...
Yeah, this whole thing is so I can try the assassin class. Because I'm just needing a change. I'm a little bored. Most likely, I'm not going to remain an assassin.
Awful tempting.
I have been playing Jethel, you know, between EverQuest and live action role play and tabletops and stuff like that for damn near 20 years. And it's always been a ranger. So.
Yeah, you could have, That was one option we didn't think about. You could have went over to test.
On the test server, that's right. You know, I can do that right now. /test_copy.
Well, that will copy you over as a ranger forever. I mean, an assassin over there.
No. I did a /test_copy, and it says unknown command.
I think
it's... Oh, wait. Do I have to be on the test server?
You have to have an underscore. Did you put an underscore on it?
Yes.
Try just test copy.
Okay, there we go. I did it without the underscore. See. Uses test copy. Nothing. Add. Remove. Off.
Test copy. Add.
Looks like... Okay, so I need to do /test_copy... Add, I guess.
Yeah. /test_copy space add. I've done it before.
Okay, there we go. Adding copy request for Jethel from Antonia Bale to open test. Yeah. There we go. All right.
Give it a little bit, and eventually you will have one over there. I have a copy of Eloquent over on test, I believe.
Now, of course, if I would have thought about that sooner, I would have saved myself a shitload of time.
I know, we didn't think about
a
it.
A crap load of time and money from you and Skyheart and Morian donated money to my cause as well.
Well, then, here we go. Here's a good test example. Anybody out there that wants to give the other side a try, get yourself copied over to test, go over to test and do it.
There we go.
Yeah, he lost basically all his spells.
You know what, though? You know what's really dumb? Is assassins have a couple of spells that are the same as the rangers. Why didn't they let me keep them?
It's just a flat out wipes this way. You're not, over.
You know what I do like
else.
You know what you know? I, you know what I do like this is this skill called Slip Away.
Oop. I guess Latesh had mentioned you going over to test.
I don't listen to Latesh.
Oh.
Anyway, we got this skill here called Slip Away. You hit it. It's an instant invis, C invis. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's an instant stealth and C invis. Instant.
You're being told by your own personal peanut gallery that not only did Latesh tell you, but Zan told you and Sky told you.
I don't listen to anyone. I don't listen to half the shit you tell me.
Well, I have to vouch for that.
There, now, well, I have a... it's copying to test. And... it will copy me over as an assassin.
Yep.
With my current spells, which are all up to date now.
Yep.
That really does suck, though. I mean, you move over to an assassin, and you only get your skills up to level 50?
That was the cutoff date when they started, when...
Well, they need to revamp that a little bit. I'm like, oh my god, I'm a level 77 assassin with level 50 spells? What the hell?
Well, that's where it stopped giving them to you, and you had to go buy them about that level.
It's not fair.
Just the way it is, hon. Sorry.
Oh, hey, Affamane just logged in. Haven't seen him in a while.
That's true. Wonder where he's been. Maybe he was over on test server.
Maybe.
Test server. It's the place to be.
That's where Domino always is when she talks to us on the channel here.
Oh, yeah. She's busy doing stuff. We want her doing stuff, because her stuff makes us happy.
Mm-hmm. Domino, she makes us happy.
Well, if you can't do a song, maybe we could do a jingle for her.
That's it. I'll have an ad for her or something like that. Domino! When you have to get your trade skilling done in 30 minutes or less.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or your plat back.
Speaking of plot,
God, Sarnax are so ugly.
Let's see, if I had a choice between a troll and a Sarnax,
I'd have to go with castration.
Oh, God. Isn't that a little bit painful?
Just a little. So, big things are coming?
Very big things.
Yes, and according to that video, well, according to what you were telling me about the video, because I just haven't had time to look at it yet.
Oh, my
exceedingly
God.
Big things.
There, you know, I've got the links over on... No, I don't have them on my blog. Maybe I do have them on my blog. No, I have them on Kithacore in the forum. I could put them on my blog eventually. Or...
Oh, blog it already!
Anyway, there's YouTube videos. Somebody out there who went to Fanfare took their camcorder into the panel. Woohoo! And I'm sorry, I'm happy about it. They took film of the walkthrough they did on the guild halls. And let me tell you, the Tier 3, the 1,000 plaque hall on the island is just humongous. Mm. I mean, the guy was using the Delve run speed, or else it would have taken probably forever to run through this thing from one end to the other. I swear that thing, it looks as big as Zek, this whole zone of Zek.
Wow.
I just don't know what anybody would end up doing with that much room.
Okay, now seeing the size of this, do you think it's worth the 100,000 platinum that they're asking?
Not 100,000. It's only 1,000 plat.
I thought it was 100,000 for the big one.
No, 1,000 plat.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. And a lot of the larger guilds have that already. They'll be moving in day one.
So what you're saying is that the small one that like we could already afford would be actually a fairly large size. It could be like a city block.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I have some news for you, okay?
Tell me some news.
I've got news for you. You know, Delmon covered part of it.
Delmon.
On their show. From the community forums, there was a posting about the guild halls and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which grew into an outrage of 66 pages. Everybody was upset with the pricing, the upkeep, the status costs, I mean, everything. So, I mean, the major points were, of course, the cost. The next major point was, I would like to say location, because the Tier 1 and Tier 2 are located in towns, not out on the island.
Right.
And another one was that the Tier 1 hall was just a rehashing of the normal 5-room building that you can buy now. So nobody was happy.
Well, I certainly
people
agree.
Were worried about... Because the guild hall is going to be located in the faction of the guild leader. So, like, if right now you bought one, we would be in Freeport.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. I am aligned for Gorwin.
The guild hall would be in Freeport.
But it would probably be on the faction of the guild leader, because we have three now.
The guild leader who buys it.
The guild leader who buys it. So if you want it, you know.
So I said, if you went to buy one right now, we would be in Freeport.
You know what would have been cool, though? If they would have made one for, you know, a style for each city. Because I would have loved to seen what they would have came up with for a guild hall for Kelothin.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been trees and leaves everywhere and vines growing. It would have been great. It probably, honestly, would have looked like New Teneria.
Well, you never know. I mean, they still might. Okay. We don't know. I mean, this is just the start. You know how they are. They'll start with something, and then later on they'll add something to it. So,
yeah, Joskar says, bigger acorns.
Is that what he wishing he
no,
had,
no,
bigger
no,
acorns?
He, no, he's being
I
sarcastic.
I didn't know most people referred to that as acorns, but...
Well, you know, he's a growing boy.
Twigs and berries and acorns, you know what I'm saying?
No, Joskar's a growing boy, and well... Sometimes you just wish for bigger acorns. But I think he was actually talking about the possibility of the of a guild hall out of Kelothin would have been giant, gigantic acorns.
Well, you know, but the bottom line was, how if the guild hall ended up being based in Freeport, how would be how would the rest of the, us at the guild who are still with Kinos get over there?
Well, that depends where they put the entrances. That depends where they put the entrances.
Well, the entrances in Kinos, for example, is in at the Thunder. I can't remember the whole house name, but it's Thunder. It's the one up there with the fountain.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. The Order of Thunder.
Right, but it's getting to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's not really hard to get to. But anyway.
Anyway, so there was.
I thought they were going to have ports to go in.
Yes.
Well,
but there was some issues with that as far as the cost and the upkeep. So, you know, it's. And I agreed with a lot of it. I was not really happy to see the prices for some of these things. You know, and the status upkeep for some of these things was just a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that I didn't like was one of the amenities.
Okay, one thing before you get started, we just had a ding. Santania just is now a level 25 illusionist. Congratulations. There's your ding. Okay, go on.
So where was I?
Amenities.
One of the ones was crafting stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but...
No, I don't think we should have crafting stations.
No, especially when majority of people out there have a crafting station in their house of one type or another.
Right.
I mean, in the guild halls, even, we've got them.
I mean, you're just going to abandon the cities. They're going to be deserted. If you put too much in these halls, then, you know, the cities will be deserted. I mean, I really don't want... as much as I wanted more low-level content and stuff like that in Rise of Kunark, I'm glad they didn't do it because, you know, you go into EQ1 right now, and everything that we remember is completely deserted. No one ever goes there anymore. And I really don't want to start logging into EQ2, go to, you know, whatever city, and there's nobody there. I don't want that to happen.
Well, that has not happened even now with people having their own crafting stations in their house. Okay? And for the longest time, that was one thing that they would, you know, kind of wanted, is if people gathered together to do crafting writs, they could do them in one spot. There was always that thing in the past where people brought up, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we could have, you know, a place to have, you know, extra harvesting things and stuff. In other words, with the guild halls and these amenities, that's going to be possible. And then if I remember right, reading one of the coming things is going to be group crafting writs.
Group crafting writs?
Group crafting writs, yes. And so having... You know, the crafting tables there and all this stuff would make it kind of fun for a group activity of doing that. But yeah, you know, I don't like the idea of having too much of this stuff in...
Clorny from Befallen is correcting, saying it's going to be group crafting instances, not writs that they're talking about.
I thought they were writs, where they had nine people, nine things.
No, Delmon is confirming it's trade skill missions, basically.
Oh, missions. Okay, well.
Or something like that. Okay.
But there's something for you, Domino. Group crafting writs. There you go.
And now we've started a fist fight in the channel.
I know.
Xanadine anyway. Lunges at Delmon. Delmon, I'm sorry. I think she can take you. All right.
So anyway, that was another issue about having to rebuy pieces of equipment that you've already gotten if you wanted it in the house, and then it taking up an amenity slot.
Mm.
So anyway, Hrothgar,
Will most likely be on the show next week. He was a little tired after the fanfare this week, so. Said boss, most likely next week.
One of the best things about what he came back and said is they cut the price of the tier 1 and 2 in half.
Woo!
Half the cost, half the status.
That's very good.
50 plat for the tier 1 and 250 plat for the tier 2. And then the status upkeep would be 50 gold and 50k status for tier 1.
Okay, that's
and doable. 1.5 plat and 100k status for tier 2. They left tier 3 alone, which is good.
I mean, hell, if you're getting a house the size of Zach.
I would swear it's that way. It seems that
way.
I
will have to take a look at that movie because I just haven't had time. But
they've got some really cool things like this light that traces patterns in the courtyard. It's so cool. But one of the things that everybody was upset about was rehashing old house, and they are going to take and redo it. They're going to build a new 5-room guild hall using the brand new zone geometry and textures that they use in the larger guild halls that they've got. They are also going to be making changes to the guild 2 halls. They're going to be adding an atrium and expanding the size slightly over what was shown at Fine Fair. So you get a little bit more bang for your coin that way. So you'll land in some area before you enter the building, which was one of the things that the castle one has. You have this big courtyard you go into, and then you go into the castle. So,
oh, that's going to be cool. Right?
They are also going to, there's going to be several methods you can use to get to your guild hall, regardless of where you're at. And, you know, one of the things is that you can get called to guild hall. It's a menu that you buy, and once you buy it once, the entire guild gets a call to the guild hall.
Oh, okay. That's good.
There is going to be items that you can buy from the city status merchants that you can put in your house that will allow you to port from your house to the guild hall. And they reduced the timer on call of the guild hall to be used every 15 minutes. They've reduced the cost to 1 plat, 25k status.
Wait a minute. This call of the guild hall is only 1 plat and it applies to the entire guild?
No, that's the purchase price to buy the amenity to put in the guild hall. And once it's in place, then everybody will have call to the guild hall. It can be used every 15 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you can just get your little item, put it in your house, go to your house, click on it, and go to your guild hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then once in the guild hall, the guild can buy translocators or an NPC druid that can you set to one of the druid rings so people have a way back out, too.
Very good.
And of course, like the trade, the trade skills tables, they said that they are going to be allowing people to use the ones that they've got now. So that reduces the number of amenities that they can offer, but that also frees up all those extra spots that most of the littler guilds would probably use just putting some tables in. So everybody seems to be pretty happy. And then, like I said, on YouTube, there is previews of the tier 2s for Kinos and Freeport and the tier 3s for Kinos and Freeport. And if you haven't seen them, you need to see them. Definitely. And that's about it.
Alrighty then.
But I'll tell you something, hon. I think, I don't know, we're going to have to talk. It's not so much of us coming up with the funds to get the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think with time and effort and stuff, we could probably come up with the money that we'd need for the big one. My main concern is, are we going to have enough to maintain it?
Probably not. And if it's as big as you're saying it is going to be, I'm thinking maybe not the tier 3.
I mean, on cost of coin and cost of status, and on top of that, any amenities that we add.
I mean, considering the fact that we're not a raiding guild and we're not bringing in a whole crap load of money, maybe the tier 2 one would probably get.
I'm still hoping that somebody out there with programming skills that are, you know, and I know we've got a lot of people out there who could do this. God, I could probably do it in Excel. I'm just lazy. that would make some sort of guild house pricing tool. You pick the guild house you want. It shows you how much your cost is and how much your upkeep's going to be. And then you can go through the list of amenities and add them. So you can get an idea of, okay, if we had these amenities, you know, what are we looking at a month, you know. So guilds can start planning.
So some kind of a calculator.
Some sort of calculator. So guilds like us can start planning on, well, you know, we've got these amenities, but if we really wanted this one, we could get it. We're only looking at this much more a month. Do we want to do it? So, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool for something to play with while we're waiting.
And I'm also really hoping that once the guild halls are released, you're going to be able to do like you can in houses, go in and take a look before you buy.
I'm hoping so. I think you probably can, because, yeah, I'd like to visit the big one just to run around and go, wow.
Yep.
Without having to know somebody that has one. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that we were talking about earlier is that it is not going to be a... you won't have to lose your own place when you buy it.
Right, right. You're going to be able to keep your own house.
Yep.
But think of it this way. We get enough of those redwood walls, we can build barracks for people.
Jeez.
Like, you know, like, you know, a newbie comes in. I think that'd be kind of cool, actually. If the place is big enough, you know, someone new to the game or something like that comes in and... you know, gains full membership into the guild and be like, hey, until you get your house, here you go. But the only problem is you couldn't decorate it.
True. But I was worried about that, you know, whoever buys it, do they lose their own personal place? But no. Okay. Which it's really, I'm really happy about.
Yeah, Xanadi is saying that Xan would probably live in the guild hall. And Jethel's probably going to live in the hall, too.
I can't, not unless you guys want 53, what am I up to now?
Books, God knows.
Books. I come with my books.
Well, I tell you what, you live on the other side of the guild hall. Hey, wow, it says we have 32,000 items in this room, but it doesn't load that way. Oh, no, it's all in Elkman's End.
Yeah, I'm still, oh, Zan's twitching. Yeah, I'm still working on my book collection.
Okay, so.
So.
Someone's requesting to speak with me. Oh, they're requesting to speak to TrueFlight. TrueFlight, take care of that. All right, moving on. It never fails, though. Whenever I'm busy, you know, with the show, you know, someone will get on the recruiting thing and ask to talk to me. It's like, oh, come on.
Oh, Skyheart, you can take it if you want.
Skyheart, True, whoever. But just not... Not while I'm doing the show. I can't have a conversation with someone and do the show at the same time. Most of the time...
Your tummy and chewing gum?
Most of the time I can't do the show at the same time as doing nothing. But that's all right. God, this Ambassador Godwin over here keeps wanting me to go back to Freeport. No! Your town sucks. I'm not going back to Freeport. It's dingy. I keep expecting that English woman from the Cheer Bright commercials to come out. Oh, you got the bit of the dingies!
And then she'll start checking your underwear.
Exactly. So, no. And I agree with Katrina. The place smells like feet. Where Gorowin smells like dead fish.
Oh boy.
I find most of Kunark smells like dead fish. Of course, I could be just all the lizard people and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Between the Ixaras, the Sarnax, and Froglux and stuff like that wandering around, the place just smells like lizard.
Lizards!
Lizard! I am the Lizard King! No, you're not. You're a drug addict from the 70s! You ever notice that Doors... most of the songs by the Doors only have, like, one verse? And they just keep repeating it over and over again.
He was a heavy drug user. Come on.
Hey, man, you can't expect me to write too many lyrics to a song. My audience is drugged. They'll never notice a thing.
So we have news that in the next expansion for EverQuest 1, you're going to be able to go back to the Battle of Bloody Kithacore. But, of course, we can't do that in EverQuest 2!
Well, because the Battle of Bloody Kithacore was, like, forever in the past, hon. I mean, maybe someday they'll come up with something where you can go into the past, but...
I think they just... Those devs, they're just sitting there going, how can we fuck with Jethel today?
Oh,
I know! Let's make it possible to go back to the Battle of Bloody Kithacore just like he wants! But we'll do it in another game! You know what? They are going to come out with the Kithacore Zone, you know, but it's going to be in Star Wars Galaxies. Star Wars Galaxies, The Rise of Kithacore. What?
Well, we can go back and visit even though we can't figure out how to play anymore.
Oh, sure, I can see that now. You go through one of those portal rifts that they're talking about going back to Bloody Kithacore, and everyone's like level 100. Oh, crap! They weren't level 100 the first time around!
I know. Well, at least we can go look. We may not live, but we can go look. Mm. You know? Nothing wrong in going looking. We might be able to stand there for a couple minutes before we die. Mm. Oh, look! Blech, dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was cool. I gasped when I heard that. I was like, yes, I was listening to the...
Yes, and I remember you gasping and yelling out to me, and then you're like, oh, it's EverQuest 1.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Joskar. It's not just the devs that don't like High Elves. And people who did like High Elves instantly hate them after being around you for 15 minutes. You know what I think would be kind of freaky?
What?
Inter-game portals.
Oh, that would be fun.
You know, it would be like one of the episodes of the Drunken Dwarf, you know,
in the far back.
Yeah, the far back weather report. So what? What in Star Wars? I'm standing next to a Wookiee. Didn't know what a Wookiee was until 10 minutes ago.
Don't give him ideas. Honestly, don't give him ideas. Oh, cool. I'm done with another book.
Oh, God, she has another book! Okay, well, speaking of Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It.
A set.
You know what? Who now?
It's a set.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It. Well, we actually sent them out in the field. We sent them out in the field to talk to the, to try to get some more information on these void storms that are all over the place. So let's go ahead and bring up our segment we call Dorathian News.
Online Gaming Radio proudly presents the Dorathian News with your anchor, Jethel Silverwing, and Cupfield reporters, the Drunken Dwarf, and Cheez-It Nibblebuns. And now, with all the news that is the news across Norath, here is Jethel Silverwing!
Thank you. The peoples of Norath are talking about nothing else than the mysterious appearance of temporal void storms in the areas all over the land. Where do they come from? What do they want? To find out more, we sent our Cutfield reporter, Dick Steele, to talk to Librarian Gungil of the Concordian of Kinos.
Hello, everyone. This is reporter Dick Steele.
Calm down,
Librarian Gungil of the Concordian. Librarian, please tell me, just what are these storms?
Well, our research continues to the exact nature of of these storms. We're currently sending adventurers out to bring back samples for further study.
I see. And what about the rumors that all this is just a magic experiment gone horribly wrong by the Concordium, and you guys are just covering it all up, trying to send helpless, innocent adventurers out there to fix your dirty work?
Hey, now, just one minute there.
Just one minute there. You can't deny the Concordians' involvement in the shattering of Luckman. Get your hands off me.
Why do we keep this guy on staff again?
Didn't you say you owe him some money or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gambling debts,
okay.
Yes.
Well, moving on. Okay, continuing with the story, we have the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns out in the field. Where are they? They're in Antarctica. And they're trying to get an interview with one of the Void Storms? Oh, God.
Hello, everyone. This is the Drunken Dwarf. And I'm here with Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and we're here to interview one of the Void Storms. He's just over the ridge here. Hello, Void Storm! I am the Drunken Dwarf, and I'm here from Online Gaming Radio's Baratheon News. Can I get a quick moment of your time? Thank you very much. Tell me, Void Storm, why are you here? What is your purpose? Come on! People want to know! They want to hear from you! You could be the next, Baratheon idol! You can... Cheers it! Cool it back that I'm trying to do an interview!
I'll do my best!
Well, it seems we're not gonna get anywhere with this Void Storm. Maybe we'll try another zone. Something bigger, perhaps. Maybe Kunzar Jungle or something. What do you think about that one there, Cheez-It?
I think you're drunk.
Why are you smoking? What happened to your head?
Come here for a minute and I'll show you.
My beard!
You told them it was a good idea to go out there to Antarctica and actually try to interview a Void Storm.
You told us it was you.
I did not.
Well, you know how that the dwarf
is. I said we'd get an interview about a Void
Storm. He's constantly drunk.
Okay, he was drunk at the time. I'm afraid we, okay. We don't seem to have any more information about the Void Storms than we did before this broadcast. So stay tuned, and we'll bring you more information as it becomes available right here, Online Gaming Radio, Norathian News, only right here on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
It's time for Ask the Drunken Dwarf, right here on EQ Tuesday!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf, I have a riddle for you. I have 101 copper, but only carry one copper piece. Signed, the Crafty Shifty Banker of the Haven.
Oh, I hate riddles. Let's see, 101 copper, but only one copper piece.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly drunk enough for this. Jesus!
Yes, Dwarf!
Bring my ale!
I'm coming up right up front. Here you go, here you go.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, let's see here. 101 copper. Hey, I got a question for you, buddy.
What?
I'm blind, stinking drunk, and only have one stein. How'd I get that way?
Brown's keg.
What?
Brown's magic keg.
No.
Oh, did I guess it?
Yeah, but I wanted him to write me back and...
It's okay.
My only guess is you have one silver, one copper. Therefore, you only carry one copper piece. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, first there was Frostfell, then the Earlarissi Day, and there was Brell's Day, and most recently, Bristlebane Day. Is this some kind of ploy by the Trades Guild Coalition to get us to buy more greeting cards?
Mm.
I think someone's getting fat on my expenses.
Oh!
What are we to do about this? Sign, no more cards, you tards, of Windstalker Village.
Well, to answer your question, it's very simple. And I will tell you in our recent line of greeting cards for Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Day. No, I'm just kidding. No, Cheez-It, no, there's no Cheez-It Day. It's a joke.
But the Vertongas have Cheese Day.
The Vertongas have a Cheese Day?
Well, yeah, we eat cards and presents, and we bring out this big wheel of cheese.
And a big wheel of cheese. Well,
yeah. But we have
dwarves have Braille Day, I suppose.
No, I'm just kidding. It's a big scam.
What a big scam!
Thank you for your donation.
Well, do we have time? Okay, next question!
Dear Trunkin Dwarf!
That's me!
What's up with the hiatus you and the rat have been on? Is this some kind of union drinking job, or are you just lazy? Signed, I work for a living of East Kinos!
Well, first off, there is no union drinking jobs. If there was, I wouldn't be doing this! Secondly, there is no East Kinos! So, I don't know who you are, who you're pretending to be, but there is no East Kinos. Thirdly, Cheez-It and I have been gone for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be perfectly honest, folks, it's your fault! Hey, ask a drunken dwarf is a question and answer type of thing. If you don't ask the questions,
we
can't give the answer.
That's right.
So, keep your questions coming to, you can reach us through Delmon and Xanadai.
Oh, she's
at,
hot.
The EQ Tuesday show.
Yes.
You can go to kitthecore.org, go to the forums, and leave us a message there. You can email us. Tell them Cheez-It.
That's right. You can email us at drunkendwarf@kithacore.org.
It feels good to be behind the mic.
It sure does.
Hey, for the first time in 2 months, we get to say
back
to Xanadai and Delmon!
Thank you. Thank you, Antonica. And now here's one from our new album. I think you'll like it. The crowd here.
Watch yourself now. I said, no one messes
no
with
one.
Yeah, okay, okay. Fine, fine. Dwarf, hit it!
Oh! Antonio Bale's got a great rack. Try to touch it, your face, you'll smack. Strong and firm, protected from attack. Holds all the weapons in the coffin in the back. What? What'd you think I was talking about? It's a weapons rack!
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of NORAD.
Real Men of NORAD.
Today we salute you, Mr. Takes Role Playing Way Too Seriously.
Mr. Takes Role Playing Way Too Seriously.
While others play the game, you live the game. From decorating your room in false masonry to painting your car to look like a horse.
Well, they call it a Mustang.
Others laughed at your advances, but that merchant in Kino's Harbor is starting to crack. You know the one with the red hair and the round perky.
Dude, you really got a problem.
They didn't appreciate your heroic attempts to bring justice to the food court by hacking that theater stitchel cart to a splintering pile of rubble.
Oh, the glory bars, Julius!
Your honor cannot be swayed. Your shield cannot be shaken. And by the way, your mother called. The papier-mâché dragon you built just burnt down the house.
Mr. Takes role-playing way too seriously.
Moments ago, Mysterious Ranger
we activated the far-back time machine and sent Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibble Buns back in time to bring you the far-back weather report. So tell me, guys, how's the weather in Oasis of Mars?
Jeffel, I think you need to check your settings.
Where are we?
I'm standing next to a Wookiee. I didn't know what a Wookiee was until a couple minutes ago.
Don't look at me like that.
I think you sent me to the wrong game. Hey, there's someone over there.
Yeah,
come on, Cheez-It.
Excuse me?
Hey, you! with the bucket on your head! He must be a paladin. Hey! Where the heck are we?
I'll ask these guys over here.
Apparently, he doesn't talk very much. Look, we just got transported from another game. Can you help us out?
Impressive.
Not really.
Most impressive.
Yeah.
Another game, you say?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Join with me.
Join with you.
And together, we will rule the galaxy as...
There you are.
Hey. We're gonna find out.
Well, the guy over there says we're in Star Wars galaxies.
What is that?
Oh, this is my friend Cheez-It.
Hi.
He travels with me everywhere.
Hey, how you doing?
The Rotonga is kind of a cross between a man and a rat.
Oh.
Never mind.
What?
The power to cross galaxies must be mine.
It's not mine. It was a mistake.
Join with
Who
me.
Who is this guy?
I just met
hey,
you.
Hey, he's my partner.
Then you have chosen your destiny.
What? What are you doing with your hands stretched out like that?
Oh, Vader's choking out someone.
I don't. What are you talking about?
He's going down.
I don't feel a thing. You're not choking me out, you little... Jesus! Oh, now you've crossed the line.
Don't make me destroy you.
Ha! Yeah, basic rules of combat. Sharpened battle axe beats 7-foot guy in black bathrobe every time. Ha, ha, ha! Oh, Jesus, you're right, buddy. Get to your feet. Yeah, come on up here. Here's a mug of ale.
Oh, thanks, Lord. Thank you for rescuing me.
Well, of course I'd come to your rescue. You're my best friend.
Oh, you're my best friend too, Dwarf.
Hey, Dwarf? Cheez-It?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jethro.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, we work off the chat server. I kind of put the wrong game extension in the front.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I promise. Won't happen again.
It better not.
Let's bring you back.
All right, thanks a lot.
I'm not even going to tell you what's going on.
So distracted. Annoying routines became all detracted. They stood their ground, I gathered my power, and really blew my mind. I rolled the dice, my luck didn't save me. A saving grace, a miscue deceived me. A foolish act, I ache and I'm sore. You can come for a rest, my friend, I implore you. I can't blame anybody else. I went for the kill and I knew myself. Oh, I can't blame anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. No one around me, a kiter's hell. Creatures surround me, not going well. My chances look dire, then I went down to friendly fire.
And burn it to the ground. We steal and creep marching dead, their glory found. With black orcs standing tall, the chopper swing is still. The snake herders and their minions in a frenzied zeal. For the horde, they have a shaman healer, though some new sorcerers has fun. All combined to make a vicious camper, boys of the bloody sun.
Chop up the green skin, gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Chop up the green skin, hold this greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
But when they're drinking and lusting and hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demand to do something about this outrageous horde became louder
and louder.
Savage war. Their might is right. He's an orchid superstar. Now while he has a brawn, Gazam has a brain. Shaman to the tribe, but he murder in his veins. Kick-ass, kick-ass, the ancient farming hold. It's our goal to put to flame. Until then, we'll keep on fighting till it's theirs to claim.
Skin's gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Ha ha! The green skin holds his greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run. Ha ha! The green skin's gonna stab you in the spleen. They're gonna stop till the war is won. Ha ha! The green skin holds his greatest death machine. They are coming, so you better run.
None at ease. They moved right in without a lease. Wearing plate or wearing chain, they're hunting Anatonica. Questing heroes know their names. They're hunting Anatonica. Oh, a fierce and pretty fae, bears to kill, games to play. Though others warn, she flitters on. She's a furry-footed halfling girl, the first time out to see the world. Her journey begins. Look, she's kicking shins. Whacking badgers, hunting bears, they're hunting Anatonica. Harvest notes to sell their wares, they're hunting Anatonica. Across the sea, they're coming to Antarctica. Little Arisat just stabbed me, but she did it in Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. You
abandoned fields to haunted farms. Black girls' voices raise alarms. Beasts and bandits cross the hills, keeping tally of my kill.
I have to read this. I was just cruising the internet looking for news that we could talk about and stuff, but I found this exceedingly funny. I'm reading now from CNN.com. Naples, Florida. At least seven possible tornadoes were reported on Tuesday in eastern Florida as Tropical Storm Fay battered parts of the state with high winds and heavy rain, the National Hurricane Center said. Fay could strengthen into a hurricane when it swings over Florida again on Thursday, according to the center. So what we got right now, we got going on, is a Fay scouting team wreaking havoc in Naples, Florida, but CNN reports that they could come back with a full-blown raid.
There's something wrong about hunting the Fay. They must be, that scout team must be from Freeport.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, you know, I'm normally annoyed when we see these announcements saying that so-and-so has gotten something, some kind of an epic, but I know this person, so I'm going to give her a little congratulations. It's one of the former leaders of the Knights of the Holy Storms. There. Okay, so congratulations to Eliza of the Belquin Alliance, formerly of the Knights of the Holy Storm. There we go. And let's see, we had a ding while we were on our little break here. Krellick is now a 27 conjurer, so congratulations to Krellick. There we go. All right. Oh, and Delmon is reminding me of something. I have to play something.
Really?
Yeah, find it. I gotta find it now. Maybe it's in the Vegas folder. There it is. All right, last year, what? What?
Oh, I'm following True, and he put me right into a gully.
Well, that's just like him. Yeah, when you're auto-following True Flight, it's always, you know, hills and valleys.
I'm not. I'm actually just following him. And we're out here doing Ritz.
All right, so last year, after the fanfare, we released what Delmon's answering machine must have sounded like when he came back. And this year, we went ahead and did one for Xanadi. Although she didn't actually get to go to the fanfare due to a last-minute personal issue. But, yeah, we have that answering machine. Delmon's asking me to play it, so I'm going to go ahead and play that. And back in a minute or two.
You have 5 new messages. First message.
Hello, Xanadi. This is Sean Connery. Look, I was listening to your show, and congrats to you, lassie. I don't know how you do it. That Delmon guy, he's a real horse's ass, ain't he? Well, congrats, and keep up the good work.
Message saved.
Hello, Xanadi. This is your old buddy, Jack. I just wanted to say your show really rocks. Listen to the podcast all the time. Especially when you're talking about decorating your houses. I like decorating houses, moving stuff around. And then I take a freaking axe and break through the door and shout, "Here's Johnny!" That's what my character's name is. I named him Johnny. Hey, look, next time you see Delmon, just Kick him in the jimmies for me and tell him that's from his old buddy Jack.
Message saved.
Well, hello there. Hail and greetings, Lady Monk Xanadi. I love to roleplay so much, and I have two accounts, one just for the AB server and one for the Luke and Dallaire server. All my character slots are full. Each tune has its own background story. RP is awesome. And tell that co-host of yours that he's a dozing idiot. EQ Tuesday is great for him. RP forever!
Message saved.
Hello, Xanadi. This is Delmon's mother. Could you please tell him that I just came from the doctor's and he says I only have 2 weeks to live and he never calls?
Message saved.
Hey, Zan, it's Del. Okay, for next week's broadcast, I need you to research all scout spells, finish both your peacock and claymore weapons, and be ready to talk about them. Level an ogre brigand to at least 37, do the runny eye instance a few times, and keep track of the number of exquisite chests versus none, and prepare some statistical analysis on each. Maybe having that in PowerPoint would be great. Transfer two characters over to Luke and Dulaire, and be prepared to contrast and compare two RP servers. Oh, and start a character on Vox, that way you can study both PvP and exchange server at the same time. And you know, you don't have much background on EQ1, so get a character going over there as well. That way you can have more to talk about when I talk about it. And as you know, no one plays EQOA anymore, so you don't have to bring that up for us. Oh, and one more thing. Buy a few LON booster packs and get some loot cards. You can trade those to me later. Hey, thanks. You're a real doll. And oh, if you can have this all done by Monday so I can review it and let you know what you did wrong, that would be fantastic. Toodles.
Message deleted.
The bright lights!
It's too much!
The music everywhere!
I'm gonna freak out!
Gambling and little shinies dropping all over the place!
Ooh, shinies! Look, shinies!
Either I'm having a nervous breakdown or... We're in Vegas, baby! Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got the whole lot of money to burn, so let them stakes get higher.
Big rollers, baby!
There's 1,000 pretty women out there!
Wow.
And they're all living devil may care! And I'm just a devil with a lot to spare!
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Yeah, this is Drunken Dwarf and Cheesy Dibblebuns! Coming from your live from Fanfare 2007.
Woo-hoo!
Blah, blah, blah. Hey, it looks like Nerds Fest 2007. Jesus, look at that one.
Guys.
Get a pocket protector, boys. Pocket protector.
Oh, guys, what? Your mic's still on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, maybe we'll catch a show or something.
Yeah.
I have phantoms in town.
We're going hunting?
Oh, Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, look at those girls.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Toots.
Hi.
Yeah, you.
How you doing?
How about the day?
I'm doing.
Bow! Bow! Oh.
You okay?
Okay, no more women tonight. Hey, there's one of the EQ2 development team.
Hey,
hello,
hi there.
How are you?
Wielding a microphone?
Oh.
Nerf that.
Hey!
Her tongue is in Hawaiian shirts.
Nerf that.
A Hawaiian shirt!
To get out of the game?
Nerf it all!
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
And welcome to our casino,
I just see him.
Ooh.
Blackjack, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Card games, huh? Okay.
Hit me!
And that makes 18, sir.
Hit me again!
And that makes 22.
Hey!
Hey, I won!
No, sir, I'm sorry. 22 doesn't win.
Well, 22's higher than 21.
No, you're not supposed to go above 21, sir.
Hey, wait a minute! Don't you know I'm going to ask you to be room?
Hey,
what did we get here? Oh, my head.
What a night.
Is that the new ring?
Yeah, I think it is.
What's this say here?
What?
Marriage certificate.
What the?
Drunken dwarf to Jesus.
What?
No!
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva.
Coming
to you live from the Fan Fair 2007, yay! Las Vegas, Nevada!
That's right, and while we're here, let's see if we can get a shout-out from all you online gamers! Everyone from EverQuest! Yay!
And now, everyone from EverQuest 2!
From Planetside and the Matrix!
Holy crap, the pack and heat!
Guys, ow,
no! Ow. Oh, I think they both put the guns away. Okay, ooh, how about everyone from EQ Online Adventures, yay, and Vanguard?
Woo! Woo! Hello? Is Mike on? Vanguard? Oh, well.
Well, how about Star Wars Galaxy! Yeah! Hey, Loki, I remember you! Hey! All right, we're having a wonderful time here. We're making fun, but we're having fun here at Fan Fair in Las Vegas, Nevada, 2007. Come on down to the online gaming radio table. You can meet Delmon and Gethany and Lame and Lux. Lux Capacitor is here.
All right.
And we just want to remind you of one thing. You're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Online Gaming Radio.
Four new messages. Message number one.
Hey, Delmon, I just listened to your latest podcast. Does it hurt when you sit down on your arms? Because I can tell you don't know your ass from your elbow about EverQuest 2, man. You're an idiot.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Hello? Is this thing recording or whatever? Del is pronounced Antonica, not Antonica. How stupid.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Ah, this message is for the guy who plays a Dwarven Templar on your show. I grouped with you the other day and you're right. You do so.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Delmon, this is your mother calling. I just came from the doctor. He says I only have 3 months to live.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Hey, Del, you jackass. I'm going to get you for that jackass comment about Rotongas the other day.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Oh, Delmon, you make me so randy. I can't wait to hear your show every week. I download your podcast and listen to them in bed.
Message saved. There are no further...
And now's the time in the show where we send the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibble Buns back in time to give you the far back weather report. So tell me, guys, watch it, Dwarf!
Oh, oh no! Oh, my heels!
My far back machine!
Oh!
Oh, my head!
What the?
Dwarf, are you all right?
Cheez-It?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where the hell are we?
I don't know.
What is that? Green hairy guy in a trash can.
Get the vampire counting.
What?
Ah, look at the size of that bird. Jethel, I don't know where we are, but you gotta get us out of here.
I'm working on it. Your ale shorted out my system. I'll try again. Okay, here we go.
Well, we seem to be in somebody's house.
Yeah, there's nice carpet.
Oh, this place is weird.
What's this over here?
It's a train track running around the back of the house.
Well, hello there, neighbor.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
We were not
breaking and entering.
Don't call the guards.
We're lost.
We don't know
where we are.
Well, you're in the land of make-believe.
Oh. Make-believe?
Make-believe, huh?
That's right, neighbor.
Okay. Don't get us out of here.
I'm working on it, guys. I don't know what's going to happen here. Let's try it again.
Oh, that was about as much of that crap as I could take. How about you, Cheez-It?
Oh, you can say that again, Dwarf.
Oh, that was horrible.
Hey, guys, we're really shorting out here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? I think we'll stay here.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure.
I'll get the gnomes down here first thing in the morning.
Gotta find something to eat, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
In the meantime,
just eat that dinosaur you guys just killed. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure no one's going to care about a stupid dinosaur. Don't worry about it. I'll let you guys know as soon as we get the Farback machine going, and we'll pull you back.
Moments ago, we sent the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns back in time to EverQuest 1 for the Farback weather report. So tell me, guys, how's the weather in the Plain of Storms?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Dwarf, I can hear
you. That's it! You've killed us! We're not coming back from this one! Oh! Oh, there's a massive tornado above us!
Oh, no!
Oh, you dropped us down right in the middle of the vortex!
Wrong side of the zone!
Flying around with all the debris! I don't know what's going to happen here! I'm hanging on to this cactus for dear life!
Oh, there's all kinds of frogs!
Oh, watch out for the frogs! And giants! We had to pass giants to get here! Oh, there goes Jesus again!
Grab him!
Oh, I missed him! I'll try to grab him on the next pass! Oh, this is horrible! Oh, why did you send us here? Oh, that's it! I want the new king of hell! If I get out of this, you're redecorating my head! Oh, Jesus! Grab my head! Oh, Jesus! Oh, I missed him again! That's gonna be a problem!
What happened?
My sword just fell out of my sheath! It's flying around in the vortex with Jesus! Jesus!
Grab him!
I got him!
Woo!
I got him!
All right.
Hang on, Jesus!
Okay, I'm gonna try to send you somewhere else!
Hang on!
Here we go!
Well, this place sounds familiar.
Oh, no!
I love you.
Jethel wants us back in the tornado. I repeat, back in the tornado.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Oh, hey, Cactus, how you doing? Oh, yeah. Throw me in a tornado any day over that guy. Oh.
So the official word about Barney is, Barney, go to hell. Hon, you didn't subject Eric to Barney, did you?
Yes.
You did?
He loved Barney.
God, is that what's wrong with him?
Barney, he used to watch Barney all the time.
Barney warped his fragile little mind.
He still has a talking Barney somewhere upstairs.
Okay, next week on the Jethel Silverwing Show, we will publicly hang a talking Barney.
I think he's got Baby Bop. We didn't go past Baby Bop. It was Baby Bop and Barney and...
Okay, well, we'll hang Barney, and we're going to decapitate Baby Bop. And we're going to do it live on the show. And I think my audience will enjoy that.
He was also into Thomas the Tank Engine, too.
I have nothing against Thomas the Tank Engine. I mean, it had George Carlin on the show, so it couldn't have been that bad. That's all right. You know, one day when I was drugged out on flu medication, I actually was channel surfing and became entranced by the Teletubbies.
When
you're drugged out on flu medication, you'll watch just about anything, really, but I'm just flipping through. I was telling Maureen about this the other day because her kids love the Teletubbies. And it's like, oh, God, I was stoned out of my mind on flu medication one day, flipping through the channels like, hey, what's this? Oh, they're kind of cute. Screw it. I don't have the energy to flip the channels anymore.
It was the custard, man.
Tubby Custer.
Oh, no, I just could not. Yeah, I lost it then. I went, no, I'm not watching this. Can't handle that.
Anyway. Well, I'm just warped and demented anyway, so...
That's okay. You should see all the trains that True's creating out here in Jarson's Wastes.
Jarthus?
Jarthus. Well, yes. It's just like, my God. Oh, my God. He's got a bird beating on him.
Now, Katrina's mentioning the electric company. I remember the electric company. Or, Clorny, I should say, mentioned it first. I loved the electric company. Didn't, actor was just in a car accident. We've been teasing him for the last, Morgan Freeman started on the electric company. It was like one of his first acting gigs. Yep, Morgan Freeman and Bill Cosby.
I don't understand why you can't fly to Skyfire from Howling Stones. You have to go back or forward.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, Captain Kangaroo is another one.
Delmon's trying to remember the Great Space Coaster. Because it's the Great Space Coaster. Get on board. I remember the Great Space Coaster.
I don't.
No, it had Baxter.
Baxter?
Baxter.
Nope.
Anyway.
It's not ring a bell. No bells here.
No bells, huh? No, we must never speak of the new Zoo Review.
What was that? Another show I probably missed.
Oh, God. It was a show they had, like, three people in giant costumes. One was a frog, one was an owl, one was a hippo. And why are we
seen
getting...
it, passed right through it.
Why are we getting system messages in French?
In French?
I can't understand that!
Did they just call us Cherise? No. Okay.
Okay, there we go. Now...
What?
What's this?
Coming down in 30 minutes?
For a two-hour update?
Update? Oh, they must be...
Oh.
Joking.
Why is there an update now?
Why is it going to take a two-hour update?
Maybe they found something that really, really, really needs to be updated.
Well, now we're getting it in German.
Well, it looks like they're just announcing it in every language so people can't claim, well, we couldn't understand it.
Are we a European server now? Yeah. I thought they only did that on the European server.
Oh, no. Angela Coria is remembering Sigmund the Sea Monster.
I remember Sigmund.
We're making bets to see what the next language will be. Well, we have French. Well, I don't think there's going to be... There might be Chinese or Japanese.
Well, let's see. They had French, English, German.
German. And then...
The only other thing I can think of would possibly be Japanese. But I don't know why they're doing it on...
Because
Momoshi.
Yeah, but why are they doing it to us?
All right, well, just so people know, in case you didn't see it, system message just read that, greetings, Norrath, the servers will be coming down in 30 minutes for an update. This update is scheduled to last 2 hours.
I can't see them doing that now. Now?
Yeah, they're apparently doing it in like 30 minutes. So at the end of the show, I guess I'm not going to be practicing being an assassin.
We'll see. They usually give out another message in between that says, warning, we're coming down. Hey, at least Sony lets you know when they're going to come down on you.
Are you saying that Sony's going down on us?
Yes.
Now, I've met some of the Sony team. There are certain members of the team I wouldn't mind going down on me, and I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to get sued.
Sued?
That's always fun because, the Simpsons did a spoof on The Shining. They called it The Shining. Boy, you've got The Shining. Don't you mean Shh. Want to get sued? All right. Well, servers are coming down in a half an hour or less.
Oh, my goodness. True's actually going to get some worm meat. Finally.
Are you enjoying getting his meaty
worm meat?
His meaty
worm?
Meaty worms.
Yes.
Well, it's not bad. Not as bad as the giant meat. Do you have any giant meat? Do you have any giant meat to link to people?
Of course.
You know, the official title of our show, well, it was either last week or the week before, was Filling the Void with Our Giant Meat. And you can take that any way you want, folks. I mean, we do have a adult rating warning.
I have a new toy. I really like this.
Okay, what's the new toy? The forked tongue.
The glistening forked tongue.
Ooh.
Why?
Are you enjoying that one immensely?
Yes. Of course. Gotta do something when I'm out here killing things.
Okay, and of course, someone earlier was linking twitching tentacles or something like that.
Yep. I have an order for two of those. Well, I'd like to have a pair.
I see.
I just don't see one being good. See, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Corny has twitching tentacles.
Okay. Yeah, I need two of those.
So, what do you think's better, though? Like glistening forked tongue, giant meat, or twitching tentacles?
I don't know. I kind of like the tongue, the glistening twitching, or the glistening forked tongue. Mm. That's been really interesting, but, you know, if nothing else, I've got my giant meat. But, you know, they've been tempting me with those tentacles all week now.
I see.
So, no reason to limit myself. I might as well try one of each, you know?
Yeah, just reach over and slap Delar, okay? That's Eric. That's Eric, isn't it?
No.
Oh, who's Delar? Oh, it is Eric. All right. Reach over and slap him for us. Because he says, you want them all. There's no reason to limit yourself. Can't believe that came out of his mouth.
Son, no. You think he would write that sort of stuff? No. He'd be sitting there going, Mom, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's right. Delar is
Matt's Tim's cousin.
Right, is Krellick's cousin. Okay, thank you, Krellick. I now what's oh that's right. Eric's character is Dole. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Well, it began with a D. So yes, to top it off, you know, to recap. Jethel is now an assassin, at least temporarily. I'm just trying it out. If I like it, I might stick with it. If you look at Jethel's lore and the way I play him, playing him as an assassin might actually fit him better than being a ranger at this point. But, it's just, you know, I've been playing Jethel the Ranger for freaking almost 20 years. Can I change at this point? So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the upside is you finally got your horse.
Yeah, I got the flaming horse.
You've always wanted a flaming horse.
I think they should let you have that no matter what faction.
Yeah, well, then that goes back to the Freeport. Hey, come on. Look.
No. You can buy the Spirit Steeds on my faction. Why can't you buy the Flaming Horse?
Because it's a different Spirit Steed. The one for Kinos is based on the old parade-type horses or whatever, and the other one for that side is more wild-looking.
No? No, I'm looking at one right now in my dressing room window here, and I don't see any difference.
Well, I don't know. Hey, I think we're doing pretty darn good at the fact that I'm working on finishing all these books that I got from Freeport in Kinos. I thought that was great.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, speaking of OND, I forgot. I just got a card.
Oh, what'd you get?
You let me have it.
What'd you get? Linky. Linky.
You know, I've got about I have three LON cards in my bank that I haven't redeemed yet.
Hmm.
I just don't know.
I'm actually interested in getting more of those giant paintings.
I like those too.
Yeah, Morian gave me the spear something or other. I'm not near my house right now, so I can't, you know, it looks like a wood elf woman with holding a spear. I can't think of the name at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Spear mistress or something. I don't know. But I'm interested in getting more giant paintings for my house.
I just like them. They're great.
Oh, well, in comparison... Okay, wait a minute. To clarify... Okay, the Antonia Bale server is not being brought down. Okay. Okay. So there we go. So after the show, don't worry about...
Somebody pushed the wrong button.
Yep. They hit the wrong button, wrong server. So AB server is not going down. I don't know if they got the... I don't know if they got that on the other English-speaking servers.
Who knows? It was interesting.
Okay, unrest not being brought down. It'll be... Delmon says it'll just crash on its own, so... Ooh, that was scary. I think I'm running out of video memory here. I turned a corner and there was nothing there.
Well, that happened to me the other day. I was going into
Yours was a water error.
But there was no water down there.
Exactly.
I was going into the mines of Zach. Mm-hmm. And there was no mines. I was standing out in the middle of nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. Going, oh my god, do I move?
What the? Oh, whoops. I went to the wrong house. Well, my house is not the same as the guild house. Mine is the next one over to the right. Because I wanted one based on... at the time, I didn't have the 7 plat 80 gold to get the same one as the guild house. So I just went over and got the one based on status. You know, it was like 1 plat and some status. So I'm like, well, I can do this. Logging in. Yeah, just asked me if I wanted to buy the house. No. Oh, wrong house.
You would have been upset if you did. Oh, yeah. Oops, wait a second.
Oh, damn it. Now I got to reset my damn house again.
I'm going to have to do that soon.
What's that?
My library is like totally overflowing into the hallway. I haven't rearranged my bookshelf because I'm not done with what I got. And I kind of want to wait until I get them all. Like Pokemon, I want to get them all.
And okay, it's the painting I have that Morian has graciously given me, and I thank her for this because I really love the painting. Is Syndra's barbed spear, and that was a LON card. So Morian, I know you're listening, so thank you very much for that card. I love it. I think it looks fantastic. And hell, if anyone else wants to give me one of those paintings, I'll be more than happy. More than happy
like
to accept
see,
your giant paintings.
I'd like to see more loot cards drop in game instead of just regular cards. I've never seen just a loot card drop in game.
Me neither.
I get all these other cards, which is fine. I'll do something with them. Don't know what yet. I mean, they're not going for much on the broker, so selling them is not really worth anything. For the guild, so...
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have to check and see if they're tradable for anything decent. Maybe I can trade them for a pitcher.
There you go. Alright.
And we're killing sperm with teeth out here. I love sperm with teeth.
You and those gnashers.
I know! I'd love to have one as a pet.
Can't charm him, huh?
I would name him Fang.
Aww.
But, no, you can't charm...
Rowan has gained the trade skill level and is now a 35 weaponsmith. Congratulations to Rowan. Let's give her the old trade skill thing here. There you go. Kind of anticlimactic, but there you are.
And Skyheart has a habit of handing out these candy cows.
Mm.
I think I have so many that I have a herd now.
Oh.
Like a herd of candy cows. So when she dings, I hand her candy calves because my cows have had babies.
There you go. Why not?
It works.
Oh, what was it just saying? That's right.
Yep. One more sperm with teeth.
I am going to sing a song.
Okay. I'm going to go off. Unless you're ready. Are you ready yet?
Yeah, I got it. I just got to bring up some balloons.
Well, I can talk while you're bringing up balloons so they don't have dead air.
Dead air.
Or you can just breathe heavy. Can you breathe heavy?
Luke, I am your father.
No, you're not. It's freaking impossible.
And as a child, I built C-3PO.
Now that's just a problem.
Yeah, do you feel evil now that you're an assassin?
Not really.
Not any more evil than I already was.
But you're an assassin.
All right. Turn off your mic. I'm going to sing a song.
Okay.
Since we're talking about wanting loot stuff to drop. Legends of Galarad. Dwarven Templar, a bonus deck in his hand. Running the thunder and steps, such a pain. Up all night, looking for a snow bunny hat. Ended up with a lump of cold again. Ha-hoo, Legends of Norrath. I saw a dark elf slinging around lava storm. The Afridi will do her in. Hear her frustrated cries and shouts all night. Never gonna drop for her again. Ahoo, Legends of Norrath. Ahoo. There's a hairy-footed dude who just wants something good. Clearing the zones with little more than squat. Foolish so it seems, rare cards and his dreams. Little back for giving all he's got. Ahoo, Legends of Norrath. Ahoo. Ahoo, Legends of Norrath. Killing slaughter, killing name. Raid drops really lame. Looting the Legends of Norrath. Days and weeks go by. Disappointment makes her cry. Looking for the Legends of Norrath. Somebody looted the hat 15 minutes after I logged off. Perfect. Ahoo, Legends of Norrath. The true story of how Jethil and Eloquin met in EverQuest 1.
I'm looking for adventure in the Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite, and here we go. She had a stonewood compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group had some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the twilight sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing this song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Just try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. We hunted western wastes and the plain of storms. Tag team big old froggies, well, they had no warning. Barren dunes, hanging gardens, oh, we really fired them off. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape, and it came to us from morning. It's too Norris future we see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing the song. She likes the way I fight with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range sexy. She's on the west coast, I'm on the east. Fate can keep apart these two Norathian beasts. She thinks my ranger, she thinks my ranger sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead, she's why I'm singing the song. I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy.
Continue on here. A little Fayberry wine. As soon as it starts. Anytime now.
He was a dwarf, learning spells and scrolls. She was a wood elf, 16 seasons old. Trapped by some badgers outside Kino's Hills, he ran by Hilder Woods so she can get her kills. They sat, took out rations to build up her strength. They didn't go back home that day. He had Fayberry wine, honey mead, met by the glow of a spectral steed. Her first time mentor, oh, she was sweet. He had a stein with Fayberry wine. He gave her some armor,
Morris was looking old. He lit up a campfire to save from the cold a few passing waves and some fleeting quick tales. Her memories of him got her through grinding hell. She passes by the spot they met and sharpens her blades to kill those badgers and remember the taste of fairy wine. Honey mead met by the glow of his spectral steed. Her first time mentor. Oh, she was sweet. He had a stein of fayberry wine. Her style hasn't changed much since she felt the berry's touch. He went Uber while she lagged behind. She keeps the memory fresh in her mind. With a well-seasoned stein. She had fayberry wine. Honey mead met by the glow of his spectral steed. Her first time in tour. Oh, she was sweet. He had a sign of fayberry wine. Honey mead met by the glow of his spectral steed. Her first time in tour. Oh, she was sweet. He had a stein with fayberry wine. Fayberry wine. Fayberry wine.
I jumped on my horse and rode to town.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Saw big guards working round.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
They looked at me with eyes so cold.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Something told me I wouldn't grow old.
Talking about my trip.
My trip to Freeport.
My trip to Freeport.
My go-lucky feeling went away.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
I'd be nice to eat, I heard an ogre say.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Gonna relax, maybe catch my swords.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Just walking around in old Freeport.
Talking about my trip to
Freeport. My trip to Freeport.
My trip to Freeport.
I'm walking around. Feeling went away.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Maybe came out on a bad day.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Walked in on pirates looting a ship.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Something told me I was in big trouble.
Talking about
my trip to Freeport. I woke next day in a ditch.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
Paint on my back said I'm a lemming.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
They stole my horse, took my stuff.
Talking about my trip to Freeport.
I'm going
going back to Kinos, I've had enough.
Talking about my trip.
My trip to Freeport. My trip to Freeport. My trip to Freeport.
Alrighty, trip to Freeport. I had a trip to Freeport. Elgin, you there?
Yes.
Alright, there she is.
How was your trip to Freeport?
I don't know. Like I said
before. Did you get your place out of the Jade Tiger? Did you find it?
Nah, those bastards boarded it all up.
They've never been able to rent that room again.
Yes. Well, that was your room there.
It's cursed. Cursed! There we go. Yeah, I did have a room at the Jade Tiger back in EQ1,
but they've never been able to rent that room again. They say the spirit of evil resides there.
And there's a little girl with long black hair, and she sneaks up on you and goes, but I have nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with that!
Uh-huh.
It wasn't me. It was someone from the Japanese server.
Really?
That's no. I can't back that up. You gotta admit though, those Japanese horror movies—they're good.
You like them?
I do. I don't like the quick scare. I don't like the shock value. I like the horror movies that stay with you later. The ones that make you look under your bed before you go, before you go to sleep. It's like, is there anything under here? Then you get into bed and you're just like, what was that noise? No, those are the kind of movies I like.
And you also like movies with unhappy endings.
Unhappy endings. Don't give me the sugar-coated, I don't believe it ending. Cloverfield. I loved Cloverfield. And Cloverfield had what? Unhappy ending. That's right. It's just what I like. Deal with it, folks. All right. So do you have any shout-outs on anybody you want to say hi to?
How about Delmon, who actually had somebody come in, follow him in the bathroom to call him a fat bastard?
Someone followed him into the bathroom to call him a fat bastard. That's devotion.
Wow.
Stalked him in the bathroom.
Wait a minute.
Someone doing his thing.
Hold it. Somebody followed him into the bathroom and called him a fat bastard. Are you sure they were listening to the show? are you sure? I mean, this could have been just an average everyday reaction. I've never met Delmon in real life, but he's telling everyone that he's a fat bastard. I mean, I'm a fat bastard. I'm a fat heartless bastard.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Heartless to the core.
But to me.
You sure?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? I love you or something?
I think so.
You're gonna ruin my reputation.
I won't tell anybody. Oh, look who just logged in. It's Norcal.
Norcal!
You say Norcal, I say Norcal.
Oh, yeah.
It's him who must be named.
Must be named. Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna line up some music here for the end of the show. Of course, if anyone has any, now that we know that we're not, the servers are not coming down, or at least mine's not.
So that means nobody, we're not getting, get down on, you know. Never mind.
No, I'm sorry, the devs are not going down on us on the AV servers. So.
Tom?
I'm sorry.
No.
I loved Katrina's entry here in the chat channel. Come on, you fat bastard. Give me some toilet paper. That's funny.
We But he imagines that they come up doing that to him and going, okay, man, where's my drink? And he's standing there doing his business, and it's like, well,
I'm draining it right now, pal. Give me a minute. Oh. So if anyone has any requests or anything like that, just say so in the channel there, and I'll do my best to get to it.
Somebody wants Heal Me Baby.
Okay, I can put that on.
Is there a Templar? Just hit level 70.
Oh, Katrina?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's give a ding for Katrina, who hit level 70. There we go. Here's a ding. Congratulations, Katrina.
I'm just wondering if Trudy needs any more meat.
All right. Okay, folks, that's it for the Death of Silver Wing show for August 19th, 2008. Jethel has been assassinated. He's an assassin now.
Yes.
And guild halls are coming. Fun,
and we're still debating.
Well, we'll see. Once they come out, we'll take a tour of them before we buy one. And we'll see what's going to serve our needs. I mean, yes, it would be really exciting to have one the size of, like, Zek. But what the hell would we do with it? You know what I mean. Anyway.
I don't know. It'd be really big guild orgies in there. I mean, jeez.
I believe it was Traegard who said, I don't care as long as there's room for my harem. So, I'm not the
you
only...
You must have a big harem,
it's
man.
It's a she, actually. I believe Traegard is a she. I'm not sure about that. But there, I'm not the only lech in EverQuest, all right?
Well, we knew that.
Apparently, Traegard has a harem. I wonder if they meet once in a while. Are these meetings open to the public? These are things we need to know. Okay, folks, that's it for the show, and I'm going to leave you on that note and leave that horrible image etched into Morian's mind. As your mind gets the blue screen of death. All right, folks, that's it. Now it's time for my famous ending shtick. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D. Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.